This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
You hear the siren. Oh, it's the Intel Scanner! Show number 50.
5-0. Big dog.
50, motherfucker.
Yeah, 50. We should have done a police show for 5-0.
Some 5-0 show.
Don't worry, police. We're going to include you.
You will not be left out.
You never are.
The way I see it, you can't leave the police out of fucking anything anymore.
We can let them have an hour and a half of talking shit about them. Well, here we go. Show 50, Intel Scanner.
I do that in my sleep.
Who is we? Who is we, the people?
Who is we? We is all together in this, right?
Well, we did Who Is They last week, and I think we did a pretty solid
show. They
is
all against us. So if we ain't going to be all together, they's all together. We need to band together. Unity, solidarity. Together we stand, divided we fall.
Who do you want to stand with, though?
We either hang together,
they can shoot one
or
nigga,
we
all
hang separately.
That's Tupac for you.
I mean,
I love stand on the side of freedom. I don't care whose side it is.
David Rockefeller's?
That's it.
Maybe you want David Rockefeller's type of freedom.
I'll take his money. I'll take some Rockefeller money.
He'll take yours.
He certainly will.
Take his money? Do you know who you're talking about? Like, yeah. The Rockefellers?
The.
Not Billy Rockefeller lived down the south side. We're talking like David Rockefeller.
Well, John D. really is my hero.
I mean, there's a lot of parts.
So
of,
cool, much cool shit. John D. was a beast. And then his offspring are degenerate, incestual little boy rapers.
Well,
stuff.
You know what's funny?
Feces eaters and shit.
They talk about what a philanthropist John D. was and how much these big amounts of money he gave away and everything. Something you need to realize about Johnny Rockefeller, when he started acquiring money, he was acquiring, you know, $20 million a day. He was creating such a glut in the market with just his capital, he had to give money away or else just his money was going to collapse the system.
He would be the only one with the money.
He had to start giving away $100 million at a time, $30 million. His advisors were like, you need to start taking chunks of money and handing them out to fucking whatever or else the system is going to collapse.
You'll be the only one.
You have too much money.
You have all of it.
You have all of it. You have all of it, Mr. Rockefeller. See, that's why the Waltons that come around, people talk about, well, Sam Walton never was much of a philanthropist or whatever. Well, because his wealth by this time, you know, he was protected. Yeah, he had billions and billions of dollars, but he didn't have like, you know, 80% market share over the gross domestic product of this country.
Exactly.
You know, he didn't need to be a philanthropist.
Like, so devalued since then.
Anyways,
the Waltons, they can have all the billions they want. You know, John D. The money was worth more back then.
1890s was a whole different financial system.
Way more money. Like, he had all that money, and it was worth, like, all the money.
He was making $20 million a day in 1890s money. $20 million a day.
Which is
uncomprehendable, really, in today's money. You couldn't even, what, $1 billion a day? That would be about $1 billion a day. And if you were making $1 billion a day, it would create such a glut in the market. You would have to start giving away $50 million here, $100 million
there. What would you give to?
That's what Bill Gates is doing.
What would you give to? If you had $1 billion, what would you give to? If you had to give it away, you're like, I got to give it away because...
What the...
Brewster's Millions.
Brewster's Millions.
Yeah, I would go dig up Richard Pryor's body and we'll get a clone of him and we'll do it all over again.
You're going to help me spend this. Help me spend it all.
Help me spend all these money.
Fucking
so, I mean, no, well, they're, I mean, QE, the quantitative easing, they're printing $40 billion a month. So, yeah, if you were actually bringing into your own coffers $1 billion a day, I mean, damn, that's like quantitative easing almost. That's how much the government is printing to try and keep everything from collapsing now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, it's because so much cash is being fucking hoarded in other fucking countries and shit. We're running out of like physical paper fucking money.
Well, it's the wealth gap, the wealth increase, the poor and the 1%. The gap keeps increasing so that the only people who are gobbling up the money is the top 1%. You got people like GE, Apple.
All that money.
We need to talk about more.
We need to
talk about more about.
Well, if you want to say.
Who am I?
So who is all these protesters? Is they we?
If you want to see,
are we are we grouped in with the protesters?
I see, that's just it.
The are rioters, we? the you know, I'm bargain not, barn burners.
I'm not black, man. I don't know if I fit in.
Even though they don't want you to believe this, they want you to believe that the 1% is the center of the economic universe. I say that we are the center of the economic
universe. Because our labor is what they base all their damn money off of anyways.
We make the
value
money.
Of our, us, the collective labor
class.
Of all
class.
Of us people that work and produce all of everything.
We are the center.
The labor. That's now, see, we now we're talking about revolutionary ideas here. Now we are the ones that have all the power because we do all the work and we have all the services. We have we produce all the goods. We are all, they're just 0.0
as much as 0.1%. They don't want to admit it. They need we to be who they are
until their drone army and their automata autonomous robots are all taking over and then making humans superfluous. Then
we're dropping some good words tonight.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Thank you. I've been working on my vocabulary.
We'll pronounce them correct next week. But
no, but all right. Here's
we'll
the fucking
get them
deal,
out
though.
This week. Though.
Here's the fucking deal. The middle class is what actually controls this fucking country. All right, yep. Money wise, voting wise,
no. Lawyers and industrialists.
Well, all right. We're not talking about
the middle class. The true center of the economic universe is the middle class.
Exactly,
with lawyers and industrialists. Yes.
Yeah. Well, because all right, here's the fucking deal. All right, so you have to have an upper class so they can provide the fucking jobs. So the middle class can go to work and pay the fucking tax to support the lower class.
Well, normally the middle class owns the
but they
car
want
lot,
you to
owns the car.
They do. That's the bourgeois.
Owns the mom and pop grocery store. That's the middle class. That's who's getting wiped out more and more.
The middle class
that's
is being
who
pushed
creates
down
the
into
jobs
the lower class.
Because they want you to keep thinking that class. the 1%, the job creators, are the center of the economic universe.
Yeah,
and they're not.
You know,
the middle
CEOs
class is because if the middle class
the
spends, then there is
yeah.
a need to create
the middle class
more jobs.
Hires all the poor
exactly.
people to work
they
for them.
They create the demand.
Well, the upper class does. So you got to admit, you know, Sam Walton when he was alive, you know. Fuck that motherfucker.
Walmart has done more against workers.
Yeah,
they I am. But he did hire a lot of motherfuckers, though. That's not. I mean, yeah.
For a wage you can't live on?
Yeah, he provided a bullshit ass job.
Not only did they make it so that the employees of them cannot sustain a family, but at the same time eliminated small business within their communities. Not only did they kill jobs,
Walmart,
but the jobs they created.
Trash.
Or we're completely worthless.
I am worthless. I have been Walmart free since 2003, and I challenge every motherfucker listening
anybody.
To this to fucking join in.
I'm with you, bro. I don't go to Walmart.
Refuse to shop.
I'm very limited Walmart.
I mean,
Walmart.
I guess. I was getting my phone cards there until now I get them at Office Max.
Albertsons has them now.
Albertsons
too.
Has my phone
cards. I will pay the extra fucking 25 fucking cents, whatever it fucking takes, to not have to fucking see anybody that shops at a Walmart ever again.
In fact, we should just start going to Walmart and do like filming stuff. We'll do little skits right
that
at Walmart.
That would be fun.
That's
that
the best stage.
We were thinking
use
about
Walmart
email scanner at
as
Walmart.
Our stage.
Can we set the place on fire?
At the end,
limited,
not at the beginning.
Ooh, limited
you know
amount
what's
of
fun?
Fire.
You know
can't
what's
be
fun?
Had.
You know what? Okay, this is what you do. You go over to the sporting goods section, right? And then you have a buddy go over into the grocery aisle and you try to toss a football back and forth. That's fun. I encourage everybody
like
to go
that.
Try
is that.
Is that
on YouTube? I'm sure people have tried that.
I don't know, but we're going to make videos of
we
it
need two,
tonight.
We need two videos going of it. We need video of each.
Three of them.
So we can combine it. Yeah.
We need another one with a GoPro on their head. So, yeah, you can get there's Jedi fucking swords there. There's all kinds of cool stuff to play with. Technically, I've been thrown out of Toys R Us before. Never been thrown out of Walmart for playing with the toys, though. Riding scooters around.
You'd have
Toys
to get pretty
Us
rough
and
get thrown out of Walmart.
Yeah, I think so.
They'll put up with quite noisy,
like,
schizophrenic crazy.
Their workers are
shit,
making like
$8
bucks
nothing.
An hour.
They
don't,
yeah,
they give,
don't
a
give
a
fuck.
Give a flying fuck.
Uh-huh.
It's entertainment for them.
Yeah. And they're like, I hope somebody
if
flips
anything,
the fuck
they
out
would be paying us to come back. We might get a fucking corporate sponsorship here, guys. Lawyers are like, come on down.
Yeah, we're crowdsourcing for funding to create our new Walmart video.
Yeah, send checks payable to Puppetmaster Publishing.
Flash mob at Walmart.
That's what we should do as a white person flash mob.
Flash mob for Christmas carols. We're
the
coming. We're going to flash mob the place to sing. And then we'd probably still get shot. You know, we're just out there singing.
Yeah,
we all gathered together and we're singing, you know, oh, holy night. or whatever, Silent Night, and all of a sudden the police come and stand down, stop resisting, pepper spray goes off, and the canisters, yeah, and we're like, stop, we love you, Merry Christmas, oh, Merry Christmas, you're politically incorrect, you're supposed to say Happy Holidays, rat-a-tat-tat.
I'm in a straight job, that would be how awesome. Can I resist?
We're protesting with the sing-in.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what we need is a sing-in.
I need some booze over here.
Episode 50.
Right on.
Jamison.
Yeah, Intel show Scanner. 50, man. Fucking episode
congratulations, 50. Gentlemen. Congratulations.
I wasn't aware that it was show 50 until right before it went on.
Just want to say, I am glad. This or and,
which way is this going?
And I must admit, boys, I am very grateful at the same time to be a part of show 50.
Yeah,
so
hold on for a second.
Thanks for having me here.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We need someone to call awesome. In, though. What is the number?
Oh, yeah.
What is the
it?
Number here?
It's 406-545-4496.
That's
option
it.
One.
Who's going to be the first caller on show 50?
406-545-4496. Write it down. Lock it in your phone. Set it in your memory. Option one.
Our question, who do you think is the center of the economic universe? Middle
well, there's,
class?
There's lots of good
or
creative answers.
I got a three-letter word. Starts with O, ends with L.
Is it we or they?
Has an I in the middle.
Is it we or they?
Oil is the
N-word.
Fucking, what?
Yeah, nice. I like that. We do got some good nicknames.
They? Is it we or they? Now, who's going to... All right.
Oil is the center of everything in American everything for the last 100 years.
No.
The last 100 years.
No,
what comes
oil.
After oil?
Now, consumption
I don't know.
Of oil.
My guess is going to be rare earth elements, the things that control electronics.
Mm-hmm. Palladium and fucking platinum.
No, palladium and platinum.
No, was it like lithium 3? That's what they're pulling out of Afghanistan.
See, the number one leader is China, which soon is going to be was going to be the United States. What they've found is that they can find the rare earth elements in the tailings from all the gold from the gold rush and stuff. Now, see, the thing is rare. Let me explain what rare earth elements to some people. They're not rare on Earth. They're not rare. They're found everywhere. The thing is, what makes them rare is the extraction methods. They have a very few...
they're few and far in between.
No, they're very similar in molecules to other elements. So the extraction process to pull them out of the ore...
They can be mistaken.
Be mistaken. It ends up destroying a lot of the material in the process, so it's rare of what you pull out. And that's what they call rare earth elements. There's rare earth elements in your cell phones. It's what makes bendable glass. It's what makes glass, the high-speed connection.
That's why China's invading Africa with schools and dams and water cleaning facilities.
They're rare earth elements.
Because that's what they're getting from.
But you know what's crazy, though, is on an iPhone... Like, do you know who makes all the money on an iPhone?
Apple.
No, country-wise.
Hmm. Probably China.
No.
I don't know.
It has to be China, because that's where they're being built.
It's Japan.
Not Apple.
It goes Japan, then Germany, then the United States, and then there's, like, several other countries. And China at 2.9%, something like that. And it's because all they do is assemble. They don't manufacture. The rest of the world... manufacturers. They ship it to China to be assembled, to be put together.
Yeah.
They're assemblers.
And they're assemblers, and they get a part of it. But they have the one thing where they could become where they could become manufacturers, though. And that's scary, and that's the rare earth elements.
That's why they're all up in Africa. The Chinese are taking over Africa left and right.
Yeah, they're buying up the mines and everything.
Yes,
usually found around gold, which gold is found in Africa.
All over the place.
Yeah.
All right, Alaska, South America, Montana, California.
I saw something on the internet, so I'm not sure how credible it can be.
Oh, Abe Lincoln said that everything on the internet was true.
85%. Abe Lincoln said 85% of the shit on the internet is true. That came out of his mouth. I read that on the internet,
too.
That
was right after 9/11.
That was on his MySpace, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't do Facebook.
Right after
9/11.
He did
MySpace. 9/11 was an inside job. Play-Doh.
No, I saw pictures, and I saw from a couple of different places, but I saw a bunch of people in China were celebrating our $18 trillion debt to them.
Oh, yeah.
And I was, you know, you got to start thinking, one of these days, China's going to fucking collect on that shit. Eventually, one of these days, they're going to be like, all right, you need to fucking pay up. And if you can't pay up, we're going to come and we're going to take everything you fucking have in your country. That's why I've said this before, but it was like last year or the year before that, more of the home sales in this country went to people of Chinese nationality than to anything else. And so...
What are they going to do? Send everybody over here to invade America?
They're slowly.
Gonna,
they need no. to be, they should be buying warehouses and bunk beds. I mean, they got a lot of fucking people over there.
We're going to trade out our Yellowstone National Park to them.
Oh, that would be
something like that.
Crazy.
Zwing, ding, and then ding. Set it off, and then we're going to detonate it.
Yep.
Then we're going to detonate Yellowstone.
That's what Mount Rushmore really is.
Yeah, right.
It's the detonation
system. The detonator for Yellowstone.
For Yellowstone. That's awesome.
Does Rushmore face Yellowstone?
Team
it does.
America
Rushmore
in
faces
Rushmore.
It's so far away from Yellowstone.
I don't know, man. Yeah,
you ever been to Rushmore?
Dude, you ever been to Saturn?
I've been to your
Rushmore
mom.
To Yellowstone, not that far.
Saturn was cool, you know.
It was like totally.
Saturn, yeah.
Yes, Gary.
It was autumn.
You must suck my
so
cock.
Yes.
It was a little chilly out when I arrived. Went to Saturn, you know.
All right. So anyways.
Too many tourists.
So, all right. So in the grand scheme of things, because we've definitely recapped on who are they.
Yeah, who are we? Who are we?
Who are we? What are we doing? We're rioting. We're burning down, like, Cabela's and... We're just attacking a bunch of crazy places
yeah,
and doing stupid random
how does Cabela's
looting
get burnt down?
And
they burned down Cabela's.
Vandalism no. and, well, whatever, stupid stores, some hair weaves.
Don't burn down Cabela's.
They got guns there.
They got guns there. How are you going to burn that down?
Right, well, so why, right, I mean, crazy why aren't guns? They storming Cabela's to get all the equipment to go and take over the police station? Why aren't we doing all that?
Exactly.
Why are
a bunch of police exactly.
going
okay,
on?
Okay, wait now.
Because the mentality has been programmed in your head to where you believe you can't win. They've got you.
We don't have enough fucking numbers here. Okay, so
no, we have the numbers. They just
well, we do have the numbers. We don't have the organized numbers.
They've programmed.
There it is. We are not as organized as they are.
Right.
They are organized.
They got radios.
We are not organized at all.
We got radio. Montana radio.
Yes, we .net. Do.
I would love to see someone try to organize
and
something. I mean,
anybody should be rightly scared to try to organize something like that. The way
yeah,
we're monitored
exactly.
now. I mean, the only way would be person to person.
They shut you down before
no,
you could
no.
get big enough.
Use the fucking mail, man. Use
you,
the
you
goddamn
just, disappear.
U.S. fucking mail before it's gone.
It takes 3 days to get a letter.
You know what's
at
crazy
least.
Is,
right.
is speaking
Martin
speaking
King
of
did
speaking
it.
Of police state. The
Civil War was built with the mail.
Speaking of police
that
state,
would be, that's kind of
and
good
we're
idea.
On our 50th anniversary. This kind of gave me I kind of had an orgasm when I heard about the CIA
like
releasing the reports on the torture.
That made my butthole quiver.
Of the United
States. Yeah. Yeah, how frightening is that?
Guantanamo
used,
Bay. They
everything I've talked about for years, it's all
they,
were,
they admitted they were, to having Ryan. Way more people there detained uh-huh. there than they admitted.
Oh, a lot more.
Oh, they were right. shoving was, fucking dinners yeah. up people's
shoving
ass.
Dinners up people's
hummus,
butts.
Raisins,
you gotta
nuts.
Eat it. Through your asshole. Here you go.
In a
surprised
tube,
they didn't
right
shoot bacon up a Muslim's ass just to torture him.
That and is, it was not of medical necessity.
Some guy froze that. And
join the Marine Corps. Get to rape other men. It's
and
fun.
How much intel did they say helped them gather? It was something.
Well, this was
very
6,000 pages.
This is just demented people that are getting away with getting to torture other people.
I thought that's what they were doing to try to decipher the Arabic language.
Is that all they were doing? It's about time someone finally.
I thought
that
was like a whole translation.
How many
lesson.
Arabs do I have to torture before you tell me your language?
I don't think that actually means that. What the fuck does that dash mean? Oh,
you're
I'm
lying.
Reading it the wrong way.
You ever had a burrito, boy?
What's a hakba? Fuck you. Don't say hakba. Say hakba one more time, motherfucker.
Are you trying to spit at me, boy? Oh, good God. See? Oh, fuck. And see, you got
you know
ex though?
I can't really, hate, man. When I was in Alaska, that was the one thing that was crazy about living in Alaska was dealing with a lot of people who were not from America. There's so many foreigners, so I got to deal with actually a lot of Muslims. And this one guy that I used to work with.
Did he pray five times a day?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. If you don't pray five times a day, you ain't a real Muslim.
I would go over to his house, and he'd make his wife go in the other room. She'd have to go put her little thing on.
Burka.
To hide her.
Say it. Burka.
No, it wasn't like a burka where they covered their whole thing. It was just
that's
almost like a hoodie. Like it only had to go to like right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, sometimes
you know
they
I'm
don't
saying?
Have to cover their whole
thing. Like
a sun visor.
It was like a conservative hood.
It was like you can see my
iPod.
Face and that's it.
Yeah, you can see their face
I
and their
respect
bangs.
The,
and their
see,
bangs.
This is why I respect that shit. You know, because
then at the same time, she just went and did it and it was cool. And she came out, she made me coffee, we just sat down.
Yeah.
And He was really respectful, and actually, the only thing he was worried about was that I was comfortable in his house.
Okay, and, whatever. The CIA is torturing people all over the world, man.
Shoving steaks up buttholes.
They got to blend it up.
Up buttholes.
Oh, yeah. They blend it up and it's a liquid.
Sort of just to recap, though, I mean, the report was released by the Senate Intelligence Committee on Tuesday.
Okay, well, then I have to ask this question.
They found that the Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, routinely misled the White House and Congress about the information it had obtained from detention and interrogation of terrorism suspects.
Okay.
And that its methods were more brutal than the CIA acknowledged, either to Bush administration officials or to the public.
All right.
So there it is. The report come out. I just have to know
if you... okay, now let's role play a little bit here, guys, at the intel scale.
There's more. I got more to say, too.
I just want to know if you...
No.
We're in Guantanamo Bay. And it was your last meal. And you had to have it shoved up your ass. What would you pick?
Big Mac or fries. Oh, no.
So you have to pick Wendy's something that's thin, like a burrito. You need something small.
They
put it in a blender. You
like
can't,
breakfast
it
sausages?
Matter.
What are you
something
picking?
Something small.
They put it in a blender, so it's going to be liquid.
Put it in a blender.
So if you burp, you still got to taste it.
I'm screwed because I love pineapple.
So let me get this straight. They were liquefying the food.
No spicy food.
I want to build a visual here. Okay. So they're pureeing the food, and they're putting like a beer bung up their ass.
I don't think they're gonna puree
and pouring, and they're pouring the food in liquid form in people's buttholes. Well,
more like a douchebag that squirts it up there.
Okay, yeah. Now you know what they're doing.
Who signed up for the CIA to do this?
This is your last meal.
I thought I was gonna be jumping out of planes.
Fuck! I pick steak. I don't give a fuck. Detainees. You girls are all pretty. All right.
Now wait a second. Now.
I gotta admit, I'm a pussy. I'm going mashed potatoes and gravy.
Yeah, there you go.
A Wendy's frosty. No. No. Here's the fucking deal, though. All right. So, this is one question I got for every fucking buddy that's out there protesting right now. All right. Since this fucking CIA shit has come out, are you willing to go through that for your fucking cause? That's what I want to fucking know.
That's a good question right there.
That's a good one.
Because
who is we? You are correct.
Who is we? Where's your moxie?
That's where the rubber meets the road. That's a really good question.
That's one thing about fucking Muslims. Regardless if they're radical fucking Muslims or if they're peaceful fucking Muslims,
they
are fucking loyal and they are dedicated. And these guys, even after
cut off their fucking finger for it and shit,
even after going through all this shit for fucking years on fucking end, they will still go home and they will still practice their shit the same fucking goddamn way they always did. Fucking before, and that's what's you gotta. I mean, you don't necessarily have to agree with them, but you gotta respect them for
that's
a sense. You know,
movie.
I mean, you know, these
that's
motherfuckers do have some pretty goddamn good little things going on.
Those
with their
types,
everything's not perfect.
They're as organized and dedicated as they are.
Exactly. You know,
we are not. That's a huge problem.
And when I say we, now I'm putting a general scope on the whole fucking thing. Because
they unite
through
their churches.
I mean, we as Americans,
we definitely don't see that in the recruitment video. That's for sure.
Yeah. That's how the KKK did it. You know, they tied that shit into the fucking church. You know, Jesus wants you to be a white
and
man.
Freezing
Jesus
to death.
Wants
don't forget,
the white fucking power to fucking rise again. You know, I mean, that's, you know, but I mean, it's just. I don't know, it's you know, that's the question I ask, you know. I mean, if you really want to be a we, because when it comes to who are we, I mean, we have got
to
be the ones that rise above the fucking masses.
For torture. You better be. That's...
You know, it's not even that. You got to step forward first. It's not even be ready for it. It's you got to step forward first and accept it. You got to be able to sacrifice it all for I mean, and that's, you know, so that's where, you know, that whole fucking spiel came from, but it's That's who I believe the actual we are. You know, when it comes to us versus them, you know, we versus them, it's you know, the actual we are the ones who I'm not afraid to go to fucking prison, motherfucker. You know, it's like, fuck it. You know, lock me up.
I'm not afraid to get fucking food squirted in my butthole.
I'll fuck some goddamn queer in the ass for fucking 9 years. I don't give a fuck.
That's a lot to go through.
Well, yeah,
no. Oz, man.
After 6 fucking months, dude, that bitch looks high, hot as fuck. You right? See, I carried my girlfriend out of this.
Carried this watch in my ass. See?
Well, no, I mean, you know, a lot of these motherfuckers that are out here fucking marching in New York and fucking Ferguson, you know, I mean, yeah, you may have done some overnighters. You may have gone to the fucking
drum
tape.
Yeah, they're not
shit.
True believers.
No. Have you gone to fucking jail? I mean, are you, I mean, because no. When it pushed, because I was reading some shit that some fucking town was trying to fucking felonize coming out and protesting shit. Or, you know, they had some...
That's impossible.
Well,
fucking
no, it was a legal fucking ruling where, like, if you were blocking off fucking traffic or some shit
that
it would become a
go storm
felony.
City Hall, you fucking phonies.
Exactly, you know,
no matter how much
where,
the government wants
you know,
to pull their shit right now, they can't. There's just way too many cameras rolling.
I've spent too much time in fucking chat rooms and fucking little forum boards and shit talking to motherfuckers, and every motherfucker's hard and shit. Every motherfucker's screaming about how they'll burn the world down.
Well, I mean,
they're
in Berkeley.
Shit.
They chanted, you know?
And then an hour later, they're playing Xbox
in Berkeley, California. They chanted outside the local police department.
We
chanted,
have something to read. From
chanted, you
like
guys
a...
should be nicer.
Really?
Yes, that's what they did.
Yeah, I mean, all right. Now,
and they blocked the freeway, the I-80 freeway, twice, and obstructed an Amtrak train. Give me a fucking break.
All right, here's the fucking deal. Martin Luther King did all that shit fucking 50 fucking years ago. How good has it fucking done anybody?
Ain't done
I mean,
a damn thing.
You know, all they... All
damn,
the,
got his ass killed, whatever, but yeah.
All they... Yeah, no shit. All they've done is taken the fucking rights that they were fucking segregating towards the fucking blacks and shit, and they just spread it amongst anybody who makes less than $50,000 a year.
Yeah.
So you're saying all the work that Martin Luther King did was in vain?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Exactly.
No.
We got two yeses and two noes. Here we go. Right on.
No.
He became a martyr, so he was very effective.
He was effective for the black culture,
yeah.
And he was effective to break the blacks up with poor white folk. That's as far as the blacks came. Is there ain't no better than
dude,
poor
that guy
white
was
folk.
Smart, man. He
and
didn't
then
care
when the 70s fucking
were.
Happened?
No.
Oh, yeah, he was a good guy.
I mean,
he was a good guy.
He said a man should be judged by his character, not the color of his skin.
By
yeah,
the context
that's
of his character
fine,
and
you know,
not the color
blah,
of his skin.
Blah.
That's fine.
He didn't care.
You know, whatever. So he was preaching unity among we, which is the point of this whole among the we.
He wasn't even a liberal.
He
wasn't even liberal.
Unity.
He was like, dude,
was
you should work hard. He was like, you should work hard.
He was a full-blown dedicated communist.
All right. I'm going to rip some shit off
you're
from some fucking online fucking magazine site.
Your mom's a communist, but you should have said.
But listen.
Stay off my mom, man.
Oh, shit. We had some good mama jokes
right.
Before the show came on.
All right, no, we're not doing mama jokes.
It's almost probably time.
Are
we going to play music soon or anything?
No, give me just fucking 3 fucking minutes.
Go ahead.
All right, here's the fucking deal. All right, you got a fucking loved one laying there on the fucking ground. All right, got a stab wound in them. They're bleeding like a motherfucker. Right. All right.
Do you
you're
check their
freaking the fuck out. All right. You're sitting there. You know your wife, your fucking daughter, your fucking brother, your best friend, whatever, is laying there fucking bleeding out, gonna die.
Finally, some, getting their gold tooth. Yeah.
Some fucking dude shows up and pulls out a fucking pocket knife and is like, "I got this shit." All right. And you're like, do you know how to fucking heal a motherfucker when he's gonna stab you? He's like, dude, I paid my fucking taxes on time. I always use my fucking blinker when I fucking drive and shit. I'm a good person and shit. All right. I don't give a fuck if you were a good person. What kind of action can you fucking do? That's the only use you are to me now. Martin Luther King was a good fucking person. He did do a little bit of decent shit, but at the end of the fucking day, what did
bit,
he
you know,
fucking
like,
really goddamn accomplish?
Like, yeah. He gave like $3
message. Other than getting his brains on the other side of a wall.
Yeah,
he did that.
Well,
that's
a good question. Why don't we ponder that, take our first break here, and
excellent.
We'll be back in a moment.
Perfect.
Yeah. It's RG369. The goose drank wine. The monkey chewed tobacco on the streetcar line. And then the line broke. The monkey got choked. And they all went to heaven on a little rowboat. Clap, clap, motherfucker. That's the sound of my gat, gat. See a bitch you like, you know I give her a tap, tap. Like to introduce you all to Filthy McNasty. You see him in your nightmares. If you're not scared, you should be. You want us to stop, but we ain't done yet. I'll die with my snapback on, singing fresh to death. You'll be glad he's in a wheelchair, so it's not as gruesome. Quick and painless death, where you win some, you lose some. Be thankful I wasn't there to give him a leg. Get it, motherfucker, remember the things that you said. I'm an angry motherfucker, but it all ends tonight. When I cut you up and eat you, wash you down with Sprite. Now step back, I'm about to react. And I ain't talking about a reflex, so show me you got, got, got. If you're a bad motherfucker, then why don't you come and show me? All that I see is a motherfucking pussy. Now I ain't need to tell you twice to back the fuck up. I'll call you if I need anybody to get my dick sucked. I'm popular with the opposite sex. I'ma blow up any means necessary. Malcolm X, bitch.
Listening to Filthy Money's quite absurd. With rhymes to blow your mind, we're in first, second, and third. Mess with us, you know you're gonna die. Goodbye, goodbye. Listening to Filthy Money's quite absurd. With rhymes to blow your mind, we're in first, second, and third. Mess with us, you know you're gonna die. Goodbye, goodbye.
Nasty's in the house, bitch, and I'm sick. I'll make you suck my dick while I'm taking a shit. Take pics. I'm filthy enough, but can't get enough. Nasty, I take a dead baby and drown him in a vat of cat. When the creatures of the night come out, I'm lurking. I killed a man once, now I'm eating a dead person. I love when all the corpses lie down and flash me with a look on their face like, you can't catch me. I'll cut your face off and I'll wear it while laughing. Is that the Joker? No, it's Filthy McNasty. I'll walk into a church and during sermon start rapping. Guy's really crafty. Our wedding's in a month, should we get him to do a show? But the night before, I'll turn your girl into a hoe. I got a ring finger off, and then I'll send it by mail. Then I'll show up at your mom's house and watch her face turn pale. I'll go down on a chick, but only if she's got boobs. I'll send you some pics, but I only send nudes. And only if my dick is tucked between my ass cheeks. What's that sound? Oh, nothing, just a gas leak. This is all for kicks, don't get pissed and try to stab me. I don't need some crazy bitch trying to attack me. Try it and I'll make you drink some dead baby and cat pee. Bitch, you know who you're fucking with? Filthy McNasty.
Listening to Filthy Money's quite absurd. With rhymes to blow your mind, you know we're first, second, and third. Mess with us, you know you're gonna die. Goodbye, goodbye. Listening to Filthy Money's quite absurd. With rhymes to blow your mind, we're in first, second, and third. Mess with us, you know you're gonna die. Goodbye, goodbye.
I'm on my way. Yeah. Prodigal. You will never get rid of me, I'm always coming back. And I'm getting better than ever, and everyone loving that. I pick a villain to end in my center, pack an oblivion. I'm ripping fast to the gas, blast past a million. I'll forever be rapping, the flow is everlasting. The inevitable success of a legend about to happen. The imminent event of a lyrical disaster. When I put the pen to a pad, make a spiritual master. Pieces, reaching to the stars, while you preaching to the choir. While you people always leeching on my arm. When I talk about my past, get the hell out of my face. Focus to coming up, I ain't falling out of my place. I'm about to make a mark in the rap game. Y'all too slow, man, I started in the fast lane. Made a crew with the homies, I'm poetic. We pay dues, so you know we're gonna get it. Yeah.
I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things a week will be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Baby, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things a week will be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
This pen and this pattern making my fingers bleed. I'm writing about the pain and what I've been dreaming to be. I'm not pretending, I'm intending to resurrect your perfection. I'm measuring a lesson that's directing me in the present. I work day and night till the sun down, and I will fight to the end till I'm gunned down. Head up in the clouds like a flag in a god. I'm making it one against me, I'm defying any odds. Money never motivated, I wanna be known as the greatest. Too busy being loved, I don't even notice the haters. Dropping singles and now they uploaded the bases. I'm about to smash this motherfucker over Uranus. Prodigal on top of it, ain't nobody stopping him. Music is my baby and you know that I be rocking it. Forget about counting money, baby I'm counting stars. Forget about planet or baby I'm bouncing to Mars. You would think we live in a prison cause I'm bound up for bars. Setting fire, somebody sound the alarm. The unforgettable's generating a revenue. The greatest terror bonus to never fading incredibles. Poetic is elevating the level to the pinnacle of anything we could ever endeavor. We'll never settle, the better only ahead of us. You shit breaks the way we giving you enemas. And the people who love us, you know we love you. Changing the world is something that we must do. Got my city sacred prodigal, we trust you. We the game changers, the clutch few. And I'm here to present the better of fellas. If you know somebody better than family, you should tell us. I developed one hell of a mental weapon that I used to exceed every level pretended. I've never driven to Mars, but I've driven to Saturn. Counting constellations, you could say that I live in a pattern. I wake up and breathe greatness. I didn't get in the game to make a million, it was never to be famous. So we praying with heads down and hands closed, that we never forget about how a man grows. So with everything in me, I'm gonna fight hard till I make a place in the heavens to place my star.
I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things a week will be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Baby, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things a week will be. Baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Reach for the sky while I'm standing here until I'm up so high, no landing gear. I can't imagine or fathom what would ever happen if I end up crashing. The lack and passion, I'm attacking Saturn in my rocket ship. No sarcasm, won't stop for shit. On a mission of the moon, so don't get in my way. Take a listen to your boys, we got a lot to say. Unforgettables, we take it to the level of incredible. Inevitable that we on the top, not preventable. We keep it real like a churchgoer, and we ain't gonna stop till everybody on this earth know us. Let me see you put your hands up high if you wanna come and kick it with some stand-up guys. Everybody going crazy when our name gets announced. You hear that beat drop, everybody bounce, bounce, bounce. Let me see you bounce, jump to the stars, make them easier to count. But to get where I'm at, you gon' need a blowing ounce. But when it's all gone, you'll be back on the ground. Take a look, see me shrink in the distance. Think upon me when you're in need of some wishes. My team's up, ain't no way that you can get us. You know what they say, might as well join with us. Chase dreams like I'm sleeping in my track shoes. Wanna hear screams from the people in the back too. Ask who, you already know it's that dude. Sticks when I rip it like I'm spitting out tattoos. In debt to this game, fame passed due. Never catching up, my whole team wearing flash shoes. Split it right in half down the middle like a cashew. Add it up, man, I'll even do the math too. Right now, we're in need of some hand claps. We on the green while they screaming in the sand traps. Spit raps like a lung full of anthrax. And they can't breathe, everybody better stand back. While we all lose sleep on this rap shit. Daydreaming about dreaming on a mattress. No bricks, so we beam until we crash it. We can't stop, man, it's just a fucking habit.
And that was Rumor versus Reality, Rachel S., and Prodigal, all Billings music.
Ow. Naughty Proddy.
Ow!
Much love, 406.
Yeah. Like a dope fest 2014 in here. Ow!
It is
50th.
Coming out live tonight, 50th. Tuesday night. Show. The what best night of the week.
What do we got going on here Tuesday night? What's going on Tuesday night?
Well, I have love over flowing and bubbling effervescently out of my heart. That's what's what the, I got going on.
What's the coolest thing going on Tuesday night? Oh, that's well, right.
So,
that's
so
right.
Did we just got
Sons of Anarchy season finales tonight. That's pretty cool.
Blah, I was just blah. Saying that Intel scanners are cool. Yeah,
you know what you need to be watching
Tuesday
is
night.
These riots in LA.
Soap operas of anarchy.
I need to go there.
That's
actually.
What you need to do.
I need to quit watching.
I'll buy you a bus ticket if you wouldn't leave like right now.
I need to just go there. G-Spot is heading out right now.
You could be like on
courtesy of N-word and F-bomb.
So yeah, like
you could be Intel scanner on location.
N-word, F-bomb, G-Spot.
G-Spot here on location.
And
but there's a lot of weed smoke down here.
S-curve. So if you want to call in tonight, you can call dial 406-545-4496. Option one. Choose option one when you call in, and you will come live.
Is it option two?
Onto the
screen. It's, oh, no, option, it's
option
one.
Option one.
Live.
I see it.
Option
right on the
one.
We'll it's the red pill.
You can talk to any option. One of us directly if you like to speak.
You can't
with,
talk to me. I won't say nothing back.
Well, you know, some people are more introverted than others, I suppose.
You could speak with.
I'll tell you to fuck off. That's what I would do. Fuck off.
Press. No. Press no. One for G-Spot.
So, I mean, we left off with a little N-word. Martin Luther King earlier, and I would like to say this about okay. Martin Luther King. He had all the black people. He had, they all knew about him. He made a thing, and he was like the guy for all the black people. And then they killed him, and his message got, spread to the rest of the whole world. Everyone around the world knows who Martin Luther King is, and they know about what his message was unity. His message was, we need to band together against they. His message wasn't even of peace so much as we. His message was of we need to band together. Black, white, yellow, brown, green, it don't matter. All y'all need to get together and organize and be a part of your community. Be a part of your city. Be a part of your state. You know, elect people. You know, gather. Know your neighbor.
Way to tie that into we.
That's how Martin Luther King was part of we. Yes.
Speaking
of
F-bomb ties it into we.
Speaking of know your neighbor, I was
sorry.
Hearing...
Sorry,
I was,
bro.
No, I was reading some shit where they were trying to say if your neighbor is a excessive gun enthusiast, you should alert the cops so that way they can investigate to see if he's a domestic terrorist.
How
or not.
Stasi is that?
Yeah.
So, you know...
That's
if even if you know your neighbor, you know, respect your fucking neighbor at the same
that's
time.
That's
you know?
SS shit,
I mean,
right there.
Did you hear
exactly that?
Did you hear about this town where the cops are going around asking people to voluntarily let them in so they could check their guns?
Yes.
A town in Wisconsin.
Yeah,
is that
disgusting.
Is that correct? A town
yes.
in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
What was the name of that town? Started with a B.
Beloit?
Well, one of the things they were quoted as saying was something like, we might even find a gun you don't even know you have.
What?
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't weed that fucking...
If they find,
you know,
any, if they find any drugs, they will definitely find a gun that you did not know you had.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Wow. Yeah, dude, like, no, oh, I did not know that was there.
You're like, holy
hey,
cow.
Look
wow,
at you.
Crazy.
Wow, where'd you find? You found that?
I had a fully automatic AK-47.
Yeah, I had 40 AR-15s stuffed
did
into
that
my crawl space.
There?
Like, what?
Jerry must have lost
wow.
those while he was taking a
I
shit
just,
at
I
my
just,
house.
You know,
wow.
I did have a buddy that was sleeping on my couch once.
That son of a bitch.
No, every fucking time.
Well,
I
wow,
guess.
I didn't know that was there.
They're in Wisconsin.
Like, next to a tied up fucking college girl. And, you know.
I mean, come on, people. I mean, if you want to be a wee, you have to understand that at any given time, they are going to try to control you at any given time. I mean, it's,
all the time.
It's going to happen.
All day, every day.
I just want to clarify real quick. When you say wee, like, you don't mean like a Nintendo Wii, do you?
maybe that's the way I'm gonna spell my shit just so it appeals to the young crowd. I'm gonna start my
we
own little
people.
Cult here.
W-I-I the people, right? Yeah.
W-I-I with a silent fucking K at the end, you know.
United We Stand, right?
No, with a silent D at the end. So even if you read it, it looks like weed. They'll be like, oh, there's some stupid pothead. Like, no, I'm taking over the world, bitches. Viva la weed. Sorry.
So, you're going down to LA for Intel Scanner on location.
Yes, I am on location. Next Tuesday, guys. Make sure you call in.
All right. We're sending
Make
Glennie
sure
to Southern Cali.
Going
one
to
way
Southern
ticket.
Cali. One way.
Wow, G-Spot. You are you going to make it?
Until you get the story, you and then we'll send for you.
We're sending you with this ring to this volcano. Yeah, to throw the ring in the volcano when you get there.
I bet I got to take the Greyhound, too.
What other bus is there?
Oh, it's going to be a quest.
Isn't that the... What is your worst Greyhound experience?
Oh. Ooh, where do you start?
Oh, fuck this 6'7" fucking goddamn guy sleeping across the back fucking seats, had his upper fucking head on the first three rows and then his fucking last fucking 20 feet of his body on the other fucking rows and shit. Last fucking row right before the fucking bathroom.
I don't even have any bad experiences.
Yeah, I have some good getting close stories.
I got a hand job. Yeah,
I got some good drug stories. Yeah. And some good. I got dome on in between here and several Pocatello times. One time. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, some of those stories aren't appropriate for the.
For the family show that we do here.
Yeah, this is a family establishment.
Like, no one's ever heard of getting your dick sucked on a bus while you're traveling.
People are like, that really
doing
happens?
Doing drugs.
That's a first.
Smoking, joint, doing a little this or that, a little X.
We did have a big drug search one time, the DEA search.
I had mushrooms one time.
Oh, well, this guy had fucking... I don't know, a couple pounds of meth and cocaine and shit.
And actually, I really don't recommend being on a bus on shrooms that much because
I don't even recommend being on a bus.
It's hard to sit still in your seat.
Unless you got somebody with you, you can ride the bus with somebody. If you got a buddy with you, it's decent because you always got somebody sitting next to you.
I have never rolled the bus with
anybody. And take a pillow. You have to have a pillow for the bus. That's how you survive the Greyhound.
Really next time, girlfriend.
I'm going to take you as my pillow next time.
Are you?
I am. You're going to be my pillow.
Does everyone have their cuddle buddy?
Cuddle buddies?
Does everyone have their cuddle
united.
Buddy?
United. See, now we're united.
Cuddle buddies. Shanique, look at your ass over here. Give me that fat ass.
545-4496 if you want to volunteer my place to be Nate's cuddle buddy.
N-word.
Yeah, what do you say?
You meant N-word.
N-word.
N-word. That is such a good name for you. It really is.
Are we gonna start introducing everybody here?
Is F-Bomb coming at you live. Sitting here with
Hey Now,
the G-Spot and N-word.
And J Duty.
No.
J Roland.
J Bo.
Because that's what I don't even know how to roll a joint.
J Rock.
Jigzags. Jigzags. We're sitting here with Jigzags.
I know how to smoke a joint.
Or just Big J. I'm just playing.
Don't you call
me see what I did there? You see what I did there? You see what I did there?
No. I got to say something right now, and I don't give a fuck. But there's
Yeah, be bigger, J. Bigger.
There's a dude in
Jay
town.
Jay Grande.
I like that, actually.
That's pretty good.
I'll bet you do, you narcissistic fucker.
Jay Grande.
That's porn star level. That's getting... That's
exactly, yeah.
There it is. We found it.
Jay Grande.
It made my butthole quiver.
He said, be bigger, Jay.
No, but there's a motherfucker in town. And he likes going by the name of Big J, and he's a dumb motherfucker. I don't like that motherfucker.
No, that's good stuff.
I don't like... I will cut that 50th. Motherfucker.
We're calling out Big J right now. Jay Grande wants a fucking boxing match with your fucking dumbass.
You fat bastard.
You and McLovin. He'll take you and McLovin at the same time.
Just a little... Leave him alone. Oh, poor kid.
That's like a hate crime.
Yeah,
you can't
McLovin's
fuck.
A bitch. My sister turned his ass down. He tried fucking my sister. I should fuck his ass up, too, just for that fact, that little motherfucker.
See? We're calling out Big J and McLovin right now.
Fucking my sister,
McLovin's a hate crime. Don't call him out.
Wow, I want to see McLovin suck Big J's dick.
Yes!
Who hasn't?
You just gotta show up in the morning. It happens in the morning during commercials.
Leave these kids alone. Jeez, they ain't never done nothing to us. They all right. Whatever.
Sorry. It's a personal thing. It's all on me. I apologize. It's a personal thing.
No need to apologize, though. I mean...
Well, no.
It's not like they're gonna come down here and fight you.
No. They don't have any kind of balls that come near to
apologize for the ass being there. I would give them if they did.
I would respect them totally if they come down here and try to fight us, actually.
Oh, no, we have to do it like a big publicity thing.
You could do like a battle rap.
Right.
That bigger urge
shit. Bigger.
That's what she said. No. All right. But anyways, all right. So
Jay Grande.
Woo. All right, so we have established exactly that who we are, like, sitting right here. But who the fuck are we in general? I mean,
we the people.
Who does that include?
Earthlings.
Earthlings.
Earthlings. Well, there's a small percentage of Earthlings that are not included in the we.
I'll give $800.
So are the people who are
answer.
Not Earthlings, are they them they?
Well, though they are the ones.
Like Martians, would they be they then?
Uh-huh.
They are the ones destroying the earth for the majority of us.
So we is we the masses, we the people, the sleeping giant, the chattel that the parasitic elite feed off of.
The 1%.
Yeah, so I mean that's where I'm kind of going with that anyways.
2.3%.
We're the big fat slow moving sloth like host that the little tiny parasite sucks the blood out of. Basically, that's we. We are that.
Great. I'll go kill myself.
Isn't that awesome? So I mean, but technically, if we would just wake up and not be so sloth like and ununited,
every day that
the
you go
unitedness
to work.
Of the we, that's the point. We all need to have a little solidarity here. We the people, we united, we have the power, we control all the labor.
We are lazy.
We lack.
We're unorganized.
What's this we shit?
What we lack
you got a turn
is
in your pocket?
What we lack is community, common unity, community.
Common unity, absolutely that. So I'm calling for, I mean, I'm calling for block parties this coming up summer, for neighbors getting to know each other, for one neighbor on a block to petition the city to block off their block where they live and have a party, a block party, and get to know all your whole neighbors on the block and hang out and barbecue and have beers or whatever, and get to know each other.
I agree. We should do one here.
We should. Yes, we will. Should. We are, yes. Actually. Things yes. like that, I think, are in the works for around here, I thought, yeah. Actually.
Do we do a cop block party?
Yep. Ladies, yes. Ladies only.
Cop block Billings. I was saying we needed to start.
A cop block party.
We needed to start cop block Billings.
That's not a bad
we
motherfucking
should. Is
idea.
There one? Is there not one?
No.
No, that's a we damn good fucking idea.
Well, there is cop block Montana.
Yeah, we will whoop their ass
we need to go
take all their shit.
That sounds a little too close.
Which way is this going? For fuck's sakes.
You can cock block all you want. It ain't going to happen.
Film cops, film police, ostracize cops. Ooh. No one hardly even knows what ostracize means.
I would
like,
say
whatever.
This, isn't that a bird that can't fly?
Yeah, it's
usually puts its head in the sand and hides. Yeah,
got a big neck.
Personally,
ostracize. No, it's like a semi-fat chick's legs. They're ostracized.
Ostracized.
You know, personally, cops would be welcome to my block party if they want
to
stand with the people and fight the
city. And they have to show up in full body armor.
They stood with me one day.
You have to show full body armor.
For all of us.
I want gas masks.
Well, they have to show up with all that shit for us.
They have to let us shoot their guns, too.
Yes. At least hold them and take pictures.
Yeah, let me hold a shotgun.
Yeah. Let me try the badge on and
put the riot helmet on. I mean, come on, man.
You gotta wear this little
cool.
pig nose for a minute too while I take a picture of you.
You know,
wow.
I still dream of being a cop, but I just don't want to be a cop busting into some little fucking dime dealing bag.
No, we got like, we'll bring in donuts. Like, we'll have all the donuts you can eat. Come on down.
You're like
to our block party this summer.
You're like
donuts and coffee. You're free of charge to every uniformed police officer.
You're like Ice-T. You're a cop killer unless it's like busting child molesters or whatever his TV show was.
Yeah, what a sellout.
Oh, don't get me started on Ice-T. Ice-T's a fucking they. Ice-T's a they.
I didn't mean to bring up
old
shit. I didn't mean to bring up
old shit. No, he was a wee probably.
He was a
wee. And then he just moved along. And
he was a wee until he got paid.
Now he's
assimilated.
He was like Army Ranger or something. I mean, he was like a bad motherfucker.
Assimilated into the board.
I'll fuck Ice-T.
Oh, I saw that movie too. He was a homeless
guy. No, in real life.
Too,
in real life he was fucking.
And then he was homeless, and they took him to the island, and he tried.
That was a cool movie. I like.
Had to try and escape from them crazy fucking people that wanted to just hunt a person.
Yeah, Surviving the Game. That was
awesome.
That was
movie.
Fucking way cool.
Kick ass movie.
Hey,
though.
He was also cool. In that. What was that scary movie? Like that.
New Jack.
Something in the Hood. Like
that was awesome.
Tales from the Hood.
Tales from the Hood, because I'm always high. Keep talking that shit. I'll pull your card.
Whoa. It's the G and J show. G Spot and J Grande.
G Spot and J Grande show. Now that's marketable.
Well, we got a few minutes before break.
G Spot and J Grande.
All right, so we can tie this in.
So should we talk a little bit about
this? Talk about that. Go with that.
Should we talk about this little flyer that's been handed out?
What flyer? What flyer you have there?
The one where he like. Yeah. He slept with five girls that might have herpes, and he's supposed
and
to
I have to number. And I was told
he's supposed to call a number and get a shot.
Before I go in before the judge, I have to let fucking people know that herpes is forever, and we should have used condoms.
When I move into a new house, I have to always let the neighbors know that I'm
that I am HIV positive and attracted to dogs.
And for the listeners at home who don't know, N-word is court ordered to stay 500 feet away from all schools,
shut the fuck
nursing
up.
Homes, and cemeteries.
Not all right, exactly what you got on the flyer? Order. Let's do it.
All right. This is being handed out. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's being handed out at the riots in Berkeley.
I'll read it.
And it's all about, it's called There's More Than One Kind of Pig. And a call for non-black people to stop policing black resistance.
I like this. This is good stuff.
Well, what they're saying in here is if you see black people beating up a white person, then don't do anything about it. Just walk on by. And it's like black supremacist stuff, and they're handing it out. So just be aware of
don't
it.
Don't be shy. Give me some more.
I got enough for everybody here.
Really? All right. Well, that's what we got here. So
we got flyers for everybody.
Everybody read a paragraph.
Okay.
Over everybody the last 2 weeks in the Bay Area, we've witnessed a generalized rebellion against the systems of domination that enslave and murder black people on the occupied indigenous territory known as America.
America KKK.
Black people and their non-black accomplices have utilized many strategies to interrupt these systems. Folks have staged mass die-ins, blocked freeways, locked down to stop the BART service. That's like a bus thing in wherever. Smashed up police cars and banks, thrown bottles at cops, showed up to support their comrades in court. This diversity of responses go black genocide to black genocide has been inspiring, and for the most part, everyone has remembered that many tactics are needed in the struggle for liberation. However, in recent nights, we've noticed the rise of a disturbing trend of non-black people in the streets policing the actions and tactics of black comrades. Frat bros have tackled black people while a crowd of non-black Berkeley students ironically chanted Black Lives Matter. While people have pointed at other militant black folk and chanted, this is not our movement. Well, white people have pointed at other militant black folks and chanted, this is not our movement. Well, you know, I don't, in response to tactical disagreements in the streets. So some people are calling for action. Some people are calling for peaceful demonstration. There's going to be division. That's the whole thing that we're trying to go against. Ah, fuck me. These actions, though scattered and few, suggest that non-black people need to be reminded. Non-black people need to be reminded.
Whiteies. Just say it.
Of how their actions reinforce the policing, enslavement, and imprisonment of black comrades attempting to fight for their liberation. I mean, I have a lot to say about that already.
Well, let's read the whole thing, then we'll,
okay.
So,
next
for example,
one, get a paragraph, anybody.
Jay Grande.
All right, for example, black rebellion is not your photo project.
Come on now.
Giggity.
Black people in public space are already heavily policed and surveilled in ways that non-black folks do not experience.
I have to argue that.
If you want to support black liberation, you will not treat this movement like a spectacular photo op. It is both insulting to the reality of resistance and can potentially be used against comrades who choose to engage in forms of resistance that are not sanctioned. not sanctioned by the police. I'm sorry. I apologize. Photographing people engaged in illegal activity continues the legacy of state surveillance of black bodies and creates evidence to be used to be to put black people in prison. Not just black people, but everybody.
Everybody. So, yeah, this gets a little... But, yeah, go ahead.
But anyway,
this is the work of the police.
It is. We got nice. Two more paragraphs. Go
Thanks
ahead.
A lot, Jay Danger. Jay Dangerous.
Jay Danger. See, you can never
in the danger zone.
Man. All right, guys. And go actually, G-spot. Listen up, guys, because this part actually here is really important because I tend to agree with this, but also at the same time, it's kind of polarizing. So this is not your movement. You do not get to choose the tactics that people use to liberate themselves. There has always been a spectrum of tactics within black liberation movements that range from nonviolent boycotts to armed slave rebellions. There will continue to be a diversity of tactics within rebellion, and these tactics and strategies don't need to be pitted against one another. Creating these divisions between tactics is the work of the police, historically and contemporarily. If someone in the streets is happening that you don't agree with, it's probably best to mind your own business and remember that interfering with the tactical choices that people make is also the work of the police.
I tend to agree with a lot of that also.
Yeah.
Hey, all right.
Fuck the police.
Part of it anyway.
I like this. I thought it was well put together.
This is well written.
I'll take the
One
last
more paragraph.
I'll take the last paragraph
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
Last, but certainly not least. It doesn't matter if you have a badge and a gun. People who choose to do the work of the police are just as bad as the police and will probably be treated like the police are treated in the streets. Many non-black people have decided to engage in the disruption of black resistance over the last week and have been met with hostility and very reasonable self-defense measures at the hands of the comrades they are trying to police. If you see a non-black person getting hit or tackled by black people at a protest about anti-black violence, it's probably best to assume that they did or said some racist or endangered said something racist or endangered the safety of others via non-consensual photography, the policing of other people's tactics, or trying to pit some tactics against others. Stay out of those conflicts. Black people deserve to defend their life and freedom by whatever means they choose. If you don't act like a pig, you won't be treated like one.
Hey, man, the
so
intel
I liked
scanner.
It. I like it a lot.
I liked
too.
It. I just, I wish
the
they could
The intel scanner supports all colors. We are one.
So,
absolutely.
So let's think about that for a moment. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll talk about this as soon as we get back here on the intel scanner.
Down. in the morning, in the evening, in the middle of the day, we roll it up and blaze all day, always, all day, always, we roll it up.
They say I'm acting up, so fuck the cops while I clear my throat. I'm in the streets and bumping me, cause all the rap is fucking old. Palmerels, NRS, those smoking tokens, all I know. Let's keep it real and make a deal. I'm in your town to get some dro. I need some weight, so hook me up and make sure that that chronic glows. Fuck the low, let's spread some rumors. I roll around with blunts pre-rolled. I love the taste, I love the smell, I love it, all I do is smoke.
In the morning,
we'll be right back. pick it back off the floor, and then I drop it down low.
Pick it up and then drop it low. Girl, you know I wanna see some more. Pull my cash out, flash some more. Show our girl, work the pole. Girl looks sweet just like some honey. Ass is shining so bright and sunny. Hell no, girl, I ain't acting funny. Go on, girl, slip on some money.
Go ahead, girl, count that bang. Crowd go wild when you drop that thing. Love the way that you twist and twirl. Turnpike and you go ahead, girl. Ass pipe, give a round of applause. Money flies when you stop and pause. Hit it, girl, just drop that bra. Jaws drop when you drop that bra.
Look at me, know I do it big. Ain't no reason to scale me. Two hoes try to share me for a double dance and a tailpiece. Tip drill, I'm Ellie. She say, ain't a dream you can sell me. Let me slide this credit card to your ass cheeks, you tell me. If the ATM on that side, my pocket still got bad hives. They breaking out, they breaking out. Got ones and twenties, no damn five. She do it on that pole like she do it on that dick. If she do it all on mine, then that's jackpot and you rich. Hey.
And then I drop it down low. I'll
peek
it back off the floor. After I drop it down low.
And then she wiggle, wiggle.
So then I drop it down low.
After she wobble, wobble.
I peek it back off the floor. I peek it back off the floor. After I drop it down low. I peek it back off the floor. And then I drop it down low.
All eyes on her, she show you just how it go. The way she wiggle and wobble and drop it straight to the floor. She out there doing her thing, the head student of the bad class. The school's in session now, throw it back with your bad ass. I'm thinking of smashing, she trying to make that true. I'm like, you better stop playing, girl, you know what I do. She pulled my head up quick and told me you gon' see. She started twerking on the splits and I do all my green.
G-strings and them tongue rings, booty pumping like piston rings. Slide down the pole with a swing, body twisting like spiral springs. Shaking ass while she put in work, high heels and them mini skirts. Take it off, wink with a smirk, dudes in the back go berserk. Bent over, she leaked them lips, twerk the back and forth, move them hips. Handstand, flip into split, go on girl, pick up them tips. Champagne and daisy chain, squirting like a broke water main. Weather main say clear terrain, disagree, I see rain.
Wiggle, wiggle, wobble, wobble.
And then I drop it down low. I
peek
it back off the floor. After I drop it down low.
And then she wiggle, wiggle.
So then I drop it down low.
After she wobble, wobble.
I peek it back off the floor. I peek it back off the floor. After I drop it down low. I peek it back off the floor. And then I drop it down low.
Body in these rows, she killing them, it's a murder scene. She popping on these hoes, she feeling in for that twerk team. Short skirt of them booty shorts, I don't care what your money about. Bands out and you putting in work, best believe that's coming out.
Bad prize in them stripper pole, hip hop and that rock and roll. Wild, but don't lose control, tease them and then tease some more. Wiggle wobble, I do adore, pick it up back to the floor. Exactly what I've been looking for, like Miley Cyrus been twerking more.
Dropping 20s just like a chain, hips is ready, girls go insane. Private dance, she on me rockin', swear that ass on my hip hop lockin'. That swank, she hit a 10.9, big ol' ass, and a grace fall behind. Name and number by the end of the night, going home with me, alright.
Wigglin', wobblin' on that flow, pussy poppin' it. Arch that back and she droppin' it, I catch you, I got it, bitch. We launchin' them bands at them, they jump on the bandwagon. Young boy, young hips, them niggas in here sweat.
Wiggle, wiggle, wobble, wobble. Wiggle, 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 wobble.
And then I drop it down low. And then I drop it down low. I peek it back off the floor. After I drop it down low.
Okay, and that was Young Hittas. Before that, you heard Magic City Music Group with Bloodshot Bandits. Ooh. And before that was Nathan North.
Oh, yeah.
All local music here on the Intel Scanner.
Shout out and to all y'all up in the D, by the way. Like Ray Ray Boo Boo.
We are back.
Call in tonight at 406-545-4496. We accept all callers. Whatever your opinion is, we'd love to hear from you.
Give us a call. We'll get you in the last 10 minutes here.
Exactly. Show number 50, guys. Let's start it off. Pick up where we left off once again.
So where we left off was there's more than one kind of pig.
Yes.
You're going to hear this again. A call for non-black people to stop policing black resistance. Let's start there. Okay, that's the title of this letter. I love it. It really resonates with me because...
So what's your definition of a pig then?
What's your definition of a non-black people?
Yeah, no shit.
I'm a light-skinned.
Fuck a pig. We all know what a pig is. What's your definition of non-black?
Yeah, it's worded really fucking...
And
that's pretty harsh then. That's actually like, I'm a black dude. I'm
what
I'm
are
like,
you? Do you have dude, Native American like, in you?
Yeah, I'm half Native.
You, well, then you ain't all white, man.
Yeah, I know, but I am.
I know. So are you non?
So you non-black almost, right?
Yeah, but I'm,
you're non-black.
This is a call for non-black people to stop policing black resistance.
See, this calls for
really, we aren't policing them. We're agreeing with them.
Everything that says on here, change it to white, real quick.
A call for non-white right. people.
How frightening is that?
To stop policing.
Just change every black to white.
Okay, a call for non-white people to stop policing white resistance.
Okay, a call for white people to stop policing.
Glenn. That's as far as you need to go with it. Because all of a sudden my grandfather came back alive and he's talking in his sleep again.
Now this is the Intel Scanner. Thanks for tuning in if you're listening in the archives. Are you kidding me? I'm going to read the title one more time because it's that much.
Are you going
to
say in white or black?
There's more. There's Mo.
Yeah, are you saying it as a white man or a black or a non-black?
Well, I'm
non-white, non-black. Or,
yeah.
So non-black.
They should decipher.
Well, then, are
that
you policing,
for Mexican?
Are you policing black or white resistance?
I don't want to be white anymore. I want to be non-black.
Let's try this.
White resistance is hilarious when you think about it.
Yeah, I'm not white. I'm non-black.
How do you practice white resistance?
White is no longer allowed to be said ever in my presence. You're a racist. Don't ever say that again.
How about a call?
I'm non-black.
I'm fucking done, dude. That's too fucking...
A call for non-proletariat people to stop policing proletariat resistance.
There you go.
Now that I like better.
I'm non.
There it is. So they came up with these fucking Edward Bernays catchphrases here.
Yeah.
I love them. Non-black. That's the best new one I've heard in a long while. Non-black.
That's catchy.
You're non-black. I'm sorry. We can't accept you in our club. You're non-black.
You're non-black.
I don't know what
that's
that even
everybody
means
who's
exactly.
Not fucking black.
But some of my best friends are black.
That's you Asian motherfuckers. That's you fucking Native
Jewish.
You Jewish bastards. You fucking white fucking
Caucasian Anglo-Saxon. Polish.
Alright, so
Mediterranean.
So
Arabs. Arabs. Whatever.
Everybody.
You're right. It's a little racy.
It's great though. Non-black. Are you non-black all of a sudden?
Actually, now let's go through one paragraph at a time, boys.
Please,
and replace the word black with the word white.
White rebellion.
Let's do it.
Here we are.
Let's start it off with you.
White rebellion N-word. Is not your photo project. White people in public space are already heavily policed and surveilled in ways that...
Well,
non-black folks.
Now you know it's bullshit.
Non-white folks do not experience.
Hey, how about replace it with poor people?
You can put whatever you want in there.
Yeah, I can.
This is cool awesome. For non-poor people.
Poor people in public space are already heavily policed and surveilled in ways that non-poor folks do not experience.
So a call for non-poor people.
That
to
rings
stop
true.
Policing poor people resistance.
If you want to support white liberation, you will not treat this movement like a spectacular photo op.
Or a poor person.
We could really rewrite
Amen.
This thing in a really cool way.
Ronald Reagan.
We could rewrite this thing.
Can we say COINTELPRO?
We could rewrite it.
We could rewrite it.
Oh, wow. Right on.
Yes, we can.
Intel Scanner 50.
We can
show.
Non-black it.
We can non-black.
We don't say white anymore.
It's only non-black.
No, we changed black to white and white
I'm
to black.
I'm really sorry about your non-blackness. Oh. Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
As it turns out, your mom wasn't even black. She was Puerto Rican. Oh.
Give me some white out. I got to fix this.
Oh, oh, let me wait white here while you do that.
I'll be white black.
Yes. Oh, God. There's so much with this. This is insane. If this is not going to be on Fox News next week. There's more than one kind of pig. You're going to hear this later.
It has to be. This is awesome.
Oh, my word.
Well, if I'm like a writer, I mean, from like a wording point of view, it's fucking great.
I am definitely intrigued.
But I mean, even this part, though, okay, this is not your movement.
Okay.
You do not get to choose the tactics.
This was probably written by some Jew lawyer anyway.
That people use to liberate themselves.
I'm
going to
do it. It's written by some Jew lawyer. The first paragraph, white, black people has been switched out for white. Over the last 2 weeks in the black area, we've witnessed a generalized rebellion against the systems of dominations that enslave and murder white people on the occupied indigenous territory known as Black KKK. White people and their non-white accomplices have utilized many strategies to interrupt these systems. Folks have staged mass die-ins, blocked freeways, locked down to stop WART service, smashed up police cars and banks, thrown bottles at cops, shown up to support the Commerce Court. This diversity of responses to white genocide has been inspiring. For the most part, everyone has remembered that many tactics are needed in the struggle for liberation.
Right there, that's the best one. The diversity of responses to white genocide.
However, in recent nights, we've noticed that the rise of a disturbing trend of non-white people in the streets policing the actions and tactics of white comrades. Frat brothers have tackled white people while a crowd of non-white Berkeley students ironically chanted, "White lives matter."
White lives
matter. Black people have pointed at other militant white folks and chanted,
"We're gonna get killed.
This is not our movement in response to tactical disagreements in the streets." These actions, though scattered and few, suggest that non-white people need to be reminded of how their actions reinforce the policing, enslavement, and imprisonment of white comrades attempting to fight for their liberation.
There you are.
Long live our white comrades.
Zika.
Are you really saying that with your hand raised in the air? Why do they even use
the
word comrades? No, I don't disagree, but I just wanted to say, just to switch it around for the fairness of keeping things equal.
Yeah, see?
So lastly,
how do you like it?
Lastly, but not least, it does not matter if you have a badge and a gun.
Switch things around for Asians then.
Yeah.
Let's see how the
There's some good stuff in here, though. People who choose to do the work of the police are just as bad as the police and will probably be treated like the police are treated in the streets.
I know a few. I know a few.
So mainly non-white people have decided to engage in the disruption of white resistance over the last week, and have been met with hostility and very reasonable self-defense measures at the hands of the comrades they are trying to police. All right, hold on. So, my comrades, I propose unto you, I respect their call for unity. Unity is what we're calling for. This whole black versus white thing is bullshit.
You didn't go on with the next sentence.
All right.
If you see a non-white person getting hit or tackled by white people at a protest about anti-white violence, it's probably best to assume that they did something racist or endangered the safety of others.
As usual.
Those damn non-whites.
Dude, that's racist.
That's racist. I'm racist, and I'm disgusted
and so
at myself.
And so how long?
Y'all are dead to me.
I don't even know who to be racist at now. I'm frightened.
This is frightening. So it also goes on to say, stay out of those conflicts. White people deserve to defend their life and freedom by whatever means they choose.
Well,
and then, you know, and so let's stop there for a second and go, yes, so does everyone else in the whole wide world. All of us, we, the people, have the right. What if we replace that by we, since we were doing that? So we're going to try that later. If you don't stay out of those conflicts, we the people deserve to defend our lives and freedom by whatever means we choose.
Yeah,
I like that. There we go. Okay, so and then it finishes out.
You can't tell me and I can't tell you.
And I love to say this
right there.
And I want to scream this at the top of my lungs. If you don't act like a pig, you won't be treated like one. This is the Intel Scanner. We love you. Have a good night.